This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News, read by Rikinti Marwin. The Assam Cabinet has decided to implement 80% of the recommendations given by the Justice Biplab Sarma Committee on Clause 6 of the Assam Accord to protect and safeguard the land, language and culture of the indigenous people of the state. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma informed that 57 of the 67 recommendations given by the Justice Biplab Sarma Committee are to be implemented by April 15 next year. In another cabinet decision, the employees of the state government will get insurance coverage of 1 crore rupees for death and permanent disability due to accidents. 80 lakh rupees of insurance coverage will be given for partial disability. The cabinet also approved the distribution of new ration cards to 20 lakh people in the state. The ceasefire agreement between the Government of India and National Socialist Council of Nagaland K. Nikki Group has been extended for a period of 1 year. It was decided to extend the ceasefire agreement for a period of 1 year with effect from 8 September 2024 to 7 September 2025. This agreement was signed on 6 September 2021. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region and Communication, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, arrived in Gangtok for a two-day visit to Sikkim. Today, he will meet with Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang to discuss key development issues and initiatives for the state. The visit highlights the Union Government's commitment to improving infrastructure and fostering regional development in the Northeastern states, particularly Sikkim. Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Employment, Ramdas Athale, will be on a two-day visit to Nagaland from today. After a courtesy meeting with Chief Minister Nephew Rio, Athale will attend a foundation stone laying ceremony of the Mandi project at Agri Expo 4th Mile at 4:30 p.m. The minister will also have a meeting with officials of the State Social Welfare Department at Naithu Resort tomorrow before leaving for Delhi. Teachers' Day was celebrated throughout the country yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the national awards to teachers from across the country at a function held in New Delhi on the occasion of Teachers' Day. Everlasting Pingro, principal of Minken Christian Higher Secondary School from Rebhoi District in Meghalaya, was also conferred with the National Teachers' Award by the president. Pingro was honored for his outstanding contribution to education and nation building. He has worked for the school improvement plan, particularly supporting children with special needs. Teachers' Day was also celebrated in different states in the Northeastern region to acknowledge the services rendered by the teachers, not only in imparting education but instilling values and securing the future of the state and the nation. State Teachers' Awards were also given to selected teachers by the respective state governments on the occasion. The government has extended the deadline for submission of the applications by selected meritorious students for the National Means Cum Merit Scholarship Scheme for 2024-25 to the 30th of this month. The Union Education Ministry said, under the scheme, scholarships are awarded to meritorious students from economically weaker sections to prevent dropouts after Class 8 and encourage them to complete their school education up to Class 12. The scheme provides 1 lakh fresh scholarships every year for Class 9 students who pass the qualifying exam conducted by the state and union territory governments. The scheme is available, applicable only to students studying in the state government, government-aided and local body schools, and the scholarship amount is 12,000 rupees per annum per student. A two-day event for promotion of millets production in India was organized by the Northeastern Regional Agricultural Marketing Corporation, a central public sector enterprise under the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region at Meghalaya Rongali Bihu Auditorium Shillong yesterday. The event aimed at generating awareness and promote benefits of millets consumption to create an upstream effect of increased production by farmers. Advisor cum chairman, Meghalaya Farmers Empowerment Commission, B.K. Solia, while addressing the farmers and stakeholders, emphasized the need for extensive awareness generation on the importance of millet production. He termed millet as a superfood in a true sense and should be marketed as a premium product for maximum benefit to the farmers. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.